Ladies and gentlemen, what's up? This is Brian Casella, BC. Welcome back to another video on my channel. If you're new, welcome. I've been around for a long time, and I wanted to come on here briefly, tell you the story about how I landed my first real big development project. I got hired to do a 129-unit development project, myself representing Team BC. 129 units, 9% commission, and I wanted to give you guys kind of a breakdown of how this whole process started, okay? I'll be as succinct as possible. This video shouldn't be more than 10 or 15 minutes. But I'll do my best to give some details on it, okay? Because I've talked about a lot of other things that prepared me for this moment, and you need to keep that in mind as I tell the story. So a couple months back, right? Now, I've always emphasized to people, a lot of times through the development of your skills, when you're out there in the world and you interact with people, you're going to now presenting a better version of yourself, the best version of yourself, you're going to attract different opportunities when you meet people. So keep that in mind, right? I am shaking things up, right? I'm doing stuff with Real Broker. I'm doing events. I'm like, you know what? I think I'm going to start like a networking event here in South Florida. I called it the Miami Business Connection. I did the first one. I had maybe 15 people at it, right? I do a second one. I had about 30 people. Now we're rocking and rolling. Okay. Now, one of the people, Ivan, is the gentleman that I met, who's friends with this developer. Dude's not connected to real estate, has no background with real estate. He just happens to know Ruben because he coached his kid back in the day in soccer, or one of his kids, right? At least that's what I know. So I meet Ivan through the networking event, and for whatever reason, right, because I haven't asked him exactly, and I might interview him specifically on this topic, he was very impressed. He liked me. We got to know each other very quickly, right, him and some of the other people I met there. And after the second networking event, I guess for whatever reason, Ruben, the developer, had talked to him and said, hey, man, you know, I'd love to potentially get you in on a project. I know you're not in real estate per se, but you do have skills. You've been in the corporate world. You've done all this stuff. I think if you find somebody, or you have, you know, your eyes out and you come across somebody who you think would be a good fit to maybe partner with or bring onto this project, let me know. Now, again, I'm not aware of that, right? So he meets me and again, super impressed. He talks to Ruben and says, hey man, I met this dude named Brian. I think he'd be a great fit. Let's set up a meeting. Okay. Now all this stuff is happening without me really knowing. Okay. Because he later on contacts me and says, hey, you know, we've been in contact, but look, I talk with Ruben. He's ready on certain projects. Let's set up a meeting. I you know, brought up the idea to him. Let's do it. Right. So all this happens very quickly. Okay, now I'm going to give you the Cliff Notes version of the story, and then we'll get into some of the stuff that led up to it, right? So, cool. We set up the meeting for a week later. I happen to have my parents here. I'm like, hey, I'm going to meet with this developer. Now, keep in mind, right? I don't know the scope of the project. I don't know too much. But for most people right here, they would psych themselves out. Now, I've done some stuff, 6-unit developments, 8-unit developments. I've never done anything big. And what Ivan was telling me about Ruben was, man, this dude is... he's been in the development game for a long time. He's doing 16 projects right now. Like, he's big time. This isn't just, oh, some everyday, you know, developer that wears the title but hasn't done. Like, this guy, he's done a lot, right? And he's loaded. So right there, I'm like, perfect. You know what's going through my mind? This is the moment that I was forged in the fire for. I knew eventually I would get this moment. So now it's time for me to shine. Right. So again, long story short, boom, we do the meeting. I meet with him, the Ruben, right, at his place here in Hollywood, Florida. It's me, Ivan, Ruben, and then his two other investors. These guys are foreign investors, right, that Ruben has relocated and has his spot here in South Florida. He does a lot of projects, but him and his partners originally are from South America, and they have a huge, large network of people in Latin America that they primarily sell to, right? And the whole goal with me coming in now, and this is one of my ideas, is let's go beyond your network, and let me really show you what I can do, right? So we do this meeting, right? I meet them, whatever, we talk, we establish, you know, it's like an hour meeting, right? Roughly 45 minutes or an hour. We leave, we're good. They're impressed. They agree to sign me. We talk the details. Boom. We get a project, right? Now, Fast forward, it's been about a month and a half. They're already throwing me more projects that are like, hey, you're about to start working on this one, which we're going to go Wednesday. Right? Today is Sunday when I'm filming this. Wednesday, we're going to some of these projects, the one that we're officially going to release, and then another one that's coming in the future. Right? So I'm super excited. But as short as that story was, right, a lot of people would just think, wow, you just happened to luck out, things lined up. But look, let's backtrack for a second. Because the story of me getting the deal isn't some exciting things, and most of the time it's not. Because I've banged on doors, I've called signs on fences for developers, I've visited projects and talked to them, and a few have worked with me, and a lot haven't. Right? But let's look at it this way. Number one, I'm me. I have skills, I bring a lot to the marketplace, and anybody would see me as a vital asset if they met me. Meaning, you have talent, but now you have to meet the right people. That's the first piece. The second one, I started a networking event to bring people in. If you start something, people will come. So I created that opportunity that had Yvonne walk through the door. Then my performance, doing what I did, because the first networking event, I basically spoke for almost 2 hours. Right, I didn't give you guys all the details, but these are two-hour events. By the second one, I changed the format. I had everybody contribute and speak, and they love it, and it's a different format, and we're continuing to grow. And if you're in South Florida and you'd like to come, I'm more than happy to invite you, real estate or non-real estate. We're projecting about 50 to 60 people to come to the next one, right? And I'm going to really blow this thing up. I enjoy it. But again, what I did, who showed up, my interactions, my speech, him getting to know me is then what got me the opportunity or the idea to come in his head, say, whoa, this is the guy I need to work with. To then go to Ruben without me knowing and recommend me. And then for me to meet Ruben and they're impressed and this and that, and I knock it out of the park. Like, you guys have to understand that all of those things didn't just, it wasn't luck. I put myself in that position, and then all the work that I've done to create the skill set, the resume and everything else that I have, when I showed up, I performed. Think about how many people would choke if they met with a developer of that magnitude. So it wasn't some extraordinary story. Oh, this lined up and the stars lined up. It never is. And that's why I'm so happy to make this video. It literally was, I met a dude who knew the guy. He was impressed. He set up the meeting. I killed the meeting. I got the deal. That's it. And this will change the trajectory of Team BC, my career, and a lot of stuff that I'm doing. And you guys will now start to see this Wednesday, we're going to shoot some stuff. I'll show clips on Instagram and Facebook. And then I'm sure within a couple weeks, you'll start seeing some social media stuff about the project and the partnership and all that stuff. That's going to come. But that's how simple the story is. And I want to emphasize that my ability and skill got me the deal. That's it. So all the stuff I've been preaching, all the hard work, those of you who are dedicated, who were gonna get coaching and training, all that, it prepares you for these moments. And then again, I did the networking event and all this other stuff. So I put myself in the position and then I capitalized on the opportunity. Are you doing that? Because all the time that we sit idly and we don't do what we're supposed to do, when that moment comes, you kick yourself in the ass because you weren't prepared. You weren't prepared. So in addition to banging on doors and making calls and doing all these things, you need to put yourself in front of these people and seize opportunities. You never know who you're going to meet. And a lot of these higher end deals and relationships that I'm coming across, I'm finding the field and experience has prepared me for them and helped me become the person to capitalize on it. But where I'm meeting these people and the circumstances isn't out in the field anymore. You're going to have to graduate. You will meet some in the field, absolutely. But you're going to have to graduate and go beyond just making the next call, knocking on the next door. And you're gonna have to do more. And if you've been paying attention, even on YouTube, I've been giving you a ton of stuff for free to do beyond just the calls and the door-to-door and the open houses, if you wanna get to that level and you aspire to do that. But all that other stuff will prepare you so that when you show up to the other ones, you are that agent, you have the character, the swag, the resume, and everything that you need to seize that opportunity, because that's what it's gonna be. All the naysayers can say what they can say, but I got this deal. And again, 129 units at 9% commission. Cool. So I'm excited. I'm excited, guys, to announce this. Again, Wednesday, we're making the trip. You'll see some clips on Instagram and that kind of stuff. Eventually, I'm sure I will interview Ruben. I don't think he speaks much English. But what I'll do is a lot of stuff that we're going to do in content about this project is going to be joint in English and Spanish. So we'll be doing both. And then if I end up interviewing him, which I know I will definitely provide a translation for those of you who don't speak Spanish. But I'm super excited. This development deal is cool. This first one is just a very unique project. It's an investment opportunity for a lot of people. There's a ton of units. It's affordable. And I know I'm going to end up creating a partnership with realtors who want to promote it and help sell some of the units and get some compensation for it. It's going to be fun because this is like the first of many projects that I'm going to get on this level. And I'm just like, I'm excited, but at the same time, I'm like, I put myself in this position. So this was supposed to happen. It's almost like destiny, right? Cool. So I appreciate you guys tuning in. As simple as it is, that's the story about how I got the development deal. I made a networking event. I met the right person. I impressed them. They introduced me to the developer. I killed the meeting. I got the deal. That's it. All right. Anything else you guys need, hit me up. Would be if any of you have had circumstances like this where you met with the developer or somebody else through this type of stuff and you have a story to share, I'd love to see it in the comment section. All right. Anything else you guys need, hit me up. Coaching, consultations, links are in the description. Go to my website. Otherwise, follow me on all social media platforms. All right. Peace.